Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Poster Girl is a powerful documentary about the ravages of war, specifically about post-traumatic stress disorder. It was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Short Documentary. It follows the story of Robin Murray, an all-American girl from upstate New York who enlists in the Army, heads off to Iraq, and ends up as a gunner on top of a Humvee.
After Robin Murray returns home, she falls into an abyss of depression. She struggles to adjust to her old life. She drinks, takes drugs, and becomes suicidal. Poster Girl was directed by first-time filmmaker Sarah Nesson, who grew up in the Boston area. Nesson spoke to us about the subject of the film, Robin Murray, in an interview that we first aired last February.
I did want to show that Robin was just like everyone else. You know, she was like from a small town. She was a cheerleader. She was a volunteer firefighter. She did really well in school. She was a merit scholar. I mean, she was doing everything that she could to make a life for herself, and war really messed her up.
Now, in your film, Poster Girl, you show Robin struggling to come to terms with drug addiction, suicidal tendencies. She's struggling to get treatment from the VA, as you mentioned. You also show her speaking publicly about her experience in Iraq, and I want to play a clip from the film where she describes one particularly difficult experience riding on top of a Humvee. Let's listen.
So as I'm rolling down the street in Baghdad, in between two large apartment buildings surrounded by people, I start taking sniper fire. So as I was frantically searching to see the person trying to kill me, the major whom we were escorting in the truck was yelling at me because I wasn't opening fire with a saw. Saw is a squad automatic weapon. If I was to open up with this thing, I could have killed innocent civilians for no reason. And because this man was scared, he wanted me to open up with my weapon, and I wouldn't do it. I refused.
I think that was one of the turning points in Robin's life, where she started to feel, what is all this worth? What is the meaning of all of this? And started questioning her place there in Iraq.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the point of that scene was it was one of these moments that really broke down that sort of macho attitude that a young soldier has to have when they go off to war.
Yes, exactly. Robin had a lot of walls up. She really had to prove herself to be one of the guys. But ironically, it was the girls in her unit that volunteered for the gunner position. None of the guys in her unit wanted to have that position.
Joining us by phone now from Dansville, New York, is Robin Murray, the subject of the film Poster Girl. And Robin, good to have you on the show.
Nice to be invited, Anthony.
Well, let me ask you this question right off. Why did you join the Army?
There's lots of reasons. Until this day, I call it a mathematical equation I haven't quite figured out. It was a combination of wanting to get money for college, wanting to make my family proud. I came from a military background. I was also a cadet in a military program for years before I ever signed up.
You literally became an Army poster girl, didn't you?
There was a military journalist. And there's this woman taking photos of me, and my team chief, you know, looked out the window and he says, "Hey, I've got a story for you. I have three female gunners." And, you know, she flipped over this. It was rare to have one female gunner at the time, and we had three. We had all basically volunteered to be there because we knew the weapons and we were confident with them.
You also, it seems, become a poster girl for post-traumatic stress disorder after you get home. Can you describe what happened to you in Iraq that made you ill from PTSD?
It's not one thing, and I'll tell you something. We got mortared quite a lot. It got to the point where I could sleep through them. I was so used to them, and the sound of small arms fire at night and worrying about being shot at, knowing that my friend died in a mortar attack on the FOB with another female NCO, Sergeant Pamela Osborne, and, you know, you see all these memorial services all the time. you know, whenever you saw a battalion in formation with their guide on, you knew that someone else had died.
Hmm.
And it was a very hard way to live, but at that time we didn't really have any choice but to adjust to it. So everything that kind of happened while I was there sank in when I got home and was thinking to myself, I'm not going to fit in here. And then I would dream about it at night, but I just for about 2 years wanted to forget about it. But not even my body would let me because I started to have anxiety attacks.
In the film, Robin, at one point you have a pair of boxing gloves on and you're punching the wall in your mother's house and you hit it so hard that you actually knock a hole in the wall and then you pretty much go to pieces until you're joined by your mother. So let's listen to that.
I just need a break from life right now. I'm sorry I punched a hole in the wall.
Don't care about a whole
What did I do so wrong that this keeps happening to me?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
So, Sarah Nessen, very powerful, heartbreaking scene. I have to ask you about how you filmed that scene. I mean, obviously you're there with the camera, but watching that kind of deep grief, not intervening in any way, that must have been difficult for you.
I wanted to put the camera down and hold her, but I also knew that the whole point of me being here was to show what this was like. Like right here was the face of PTSD, and if I put the camera down, it kind of defeated the whole purpose of what I was doing.
Robin, I want to ask you, that was such a heartbreaking scene. You say, what did I do wrong that this keeps happening to me?
Yes, I think that's in the connection to what doctors and people refer to as like survivor's guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it, because there's this immense feeling of, you know, why didn't I get taken when, you know, I was right there in the next room or in the next convoy or in the next building? And it's just this constant mind trip. And I actually thought that, you know, God was punishing me for being a bad person.
How are you doing now?
I'm doing much better. I've had I had a really good counselor that worked with me for a while when I lived in Rochester. But the biggest thing that helped me was just working with other veterans, you know, doing art. That's when I had the time to kind of process my experience in my own terms and not someone else's. I still have PTSD, of course. It doesn't go away, but I have the coping skills to deal with it.
Mm.
Robin does have a lot more support. I think it does help when you have a set of years, someone who really cares. So I think, in a way, the film allows Robin to heal. And maybe that's presumptuous of me to say, but I just, from my own vantage point, I witnessed Robin going through a huge healing journey.
Let me ask you that question, Robin. What effect did being filmed have on you and on your struggle with PTSD?
She wanted to know everything, so I didn't have the opportunity to push things down anymore. I couldn't hide it. I just was so mad. I wanted everyone to know. I just got so pissed, not just with what was happening to me, but I started to work with other veterans, and I just got mad at what was happening to them, too.
Hmm.
It gave me direction.
Well, Robin Murray, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Robin Murray. She's an Army Iraq War veteran. She's the subject of the documentary Poster Girl, directed by Sarah Nessen, who we're also talking to. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
For more information about the film Poster Girl, go to our website, radioboston.org.